if somebody comes to you and just starts telling you everything bad that's happened to them, and you feel like, well, they're not thinking about anybody for themselves, and you might say, well, you're not the only person that has troubles.
We all have troubles.
Okay.
And you can look around and see some of us worse than others.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, what about if there's something strange outside and you want to ask someone if they were aware of it, you might say what? Did you
know anything about it?
Okay, I thought I heard something. Did you?
I never did do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I always try to find out. Go see.
Yes. All right. And if there was a program or a speech or a sermon and you want to know if someone was there, well, you might say, did you go to hear?
Go to church.
Yes. And did you hear what somebody said? I just want you to say that for me the way you would if you're asking somebody, you know, if you want to know whether or not they listened when somebody was talking. You might say, did you hear what...
Go to Sunday school.
Yes, ma'am. And did you...
Go to church.
Okay. And use the word hear for me in a sentence. Just say, how would you say, did you what he said?
Yes, we talk about that. Some we get talking about the preacher, you know, good sermon to preach and what he preached on.
Okay.
I hear about 2 weeks ago he preached a good one, and he preached on divorces.
Yes, ma'am.
And he preached on that the parents was to blame for a lot of this that's going on now.
Okay, and if somebody says, well, I go every Sunday because I like to what the preacher? I like to...
Like the preacher.
Like to...
In Sunday school. I'm crazy about my Sunday school class. My teacher, too, but she's been out now. So I'm gonna be... She had a baby.
Okay. Yeah. And if I ask you if you know a person, and you might say, no, I don't know him, but I've...
Heard of him.
Okay. And... if some friend came back into town and another friend has been visiting with him, you might be asked, have you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I haven't.
Yeah, I've done that a lot of times.
Okay, how would you say it? If you want to say,
I haven't seen him.
Okay. And if something you do every day, you might say, yes, I, like, what are some of
the... I've done it.
Every day? Okay. I did it yesterday. I
done something else.
Okay. And if you're asking about somebody across the street and you want to know if they do that, you might say, well, there's so-and-so. Does she, or how would you ask that? Does she water her flowers every day, would you say?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Which we all do when the weather's...
Sure. Okay. If a man lets his farm maybe get all run down and he doesn't seem to care, you might say to someone who asks, I don't really know, but he just to care. He
just don't keep the terraces up and things like that.
Okay. And
that's what my husband used to do. He'd work on terraces and right after Christmas, you know, keep from washing.
Yes, sir. And
that's why we call them terraces.
Terraces, yes, sir. And
keeping the grass out, too. Working keeping the grass out.
Okay. And if someone asks you something and you say, well, I believe such and such, but I'm... How would you finish that when you want to say...
I doubt it, maybe.
Okay.
You got a bad on dance.
No, ma'am. You're doing fine. This is just what I need.
That's wanting to find out between the young people, this generation and the other...
Both.
You must say two generations.
Yes, ma'am. Both.
And we was raised up hard, and the next generation began to pick up, and now they done got to the limit, I think.
No, just everything's too easy.